You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So you might have heard, but there's an election coming up. Today, Tax Justice Aotearoa announced their tax policy recommendations. I spoke to Louise Delaney, Chair of Tax Justice Aotearoa, about it. I asked her about what changes Tax Justice wishes to see to New Zealand's tax system, how likely the election is to bring change, and whether it will enjoy public support. I started by asking her what their policy recommendations are.
Well, Tax Justice Aotearoa New Zealand is a small organisation, an NGO, incorporated in the middle or early-ish last year. So we haven't been going for very long, and we've been set up anyway to think about tax. Our main driver and main concern is the state of inequalities in New Zealand and the use of tax reform to help push that back. Now, of course, we have COVID, and that is another reason to think about still redressing inequalities, but also we have really, really learned, I think, that we need those collective public services to help get us through the bad times, and we certainly have had a potentially very bad time. In the end, it's been good because we have got those collective public services. For collective public services, we need revenue. We need revenue from tax that is gathered proportionately according to people's ability to contribute. At the moment in New Zealand, we have a society where tax mostly comes from those least able to pay it, whether it's GST, which is of course a flat tax, but that means that people with fewer resources have spend more of their disposable income on tax, buying necessities of life. We have income tax, which cuts out at a top rate pretty quickly. And worst of all, I think, we have no tax on wealth, effectively speaking, or practically none. And it is those who have wealth who have the most, obviously, and in a sense, they have also benefited the most during COVID because they're not on the front line, they're not stocking the supermarket shelves, and they're not healthcare assistants in retirement facilities. So COVID has given us an extra push towards tax reform. We have boiled down, you know, you could ask all sorts of things on tax reform, but we have boiled down our chief recommendations on tax reform in this country, in New Zealand, in the short to medium term. A new 50% tax rate on income over $150,000. That's an annual income, of course. So that's a new 50% top rate. We also consider that we should have an annual levy on net wealth. Now, net wealth is wealth that is assets minus debt. So if you have a $500,000 house and $499,000 of it is mortgaged up to the hilt, then you only have really $1 net wealth. So, you know, we don't bother about you. So this is for those people who have wealth over a certain threshold minus their debt. And we consider that wealth should be taxed. And even people like millionaires, like Sir Stephen Tindall, has joined a club which says, millionaires, please, 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 government, please tax us because we need to contribute more. As a part of that, we know that much of the wealth in New Zealand is inherited from one generation to the next. And we used to have a thing called inheritance tax. We don't at the moment. It was much avoided through the use of trusts and so on. But we consider we should go back to the drawing board, reconsider very much, and a version of inheritance tax, but which is twinned with the kinds of gifts that families might give to their children over the generation. That's called a lifetime gift tax, and we have examples of that in the world. Ireland, for example, has one, so that it doesn't mean that the state takes everything that you inherit. It is over a certain threshold, and then over that certain threshold, a certain proportion is taxed. And lastly, and perhaps most fundamentally, we consider that we should have a lot more openness and public access to information about our tax system. At the moment, we don't know what big companies or rich individuals have offshore, for example. We see all these policy proposals working together. The new 50% tax rate on income over a certain amount, 150 at the moment, annual levy on net wealth, that is wealth, assets minus debt, a lifetime taxation system so that intergenerational wealth just gets sort of passed on from one generation to another. The wealthiest people in New Zealand at the moment are the oldest, and they are going to be passing it on to their families and not sharing it with all those who have contributed to our collective society. And we want more openness, transparency, ability for the public to know what's going on. I'd also note that although our launch today will only be summarising our policies, and indeed in my interview with you I have been only summarising our policies, all these policy proposals are set out in detail with many examples and to the extent we can, modelling of revenue one way or another and history in our policy papers, which are available for those who are interested on the Tax Justice Aotearoa's website.
You mentioned a new tax bracket at 50%. Yes. When does that 50% rate kick in?
$150,000 as an income. If I earn $150,000, which at the moment, you know, I don't, that will be the tax rate for me.
Most people don't make $150,000.
Exactly, exactly. So it's not going to affect most people. It will affect the wealthiest of us. It won't affect the middle-income people. At the moment, middle-income people actually pay what is presently the top tax rate. So this would be a tax for the most wealthy amongst us. We consider that it could have revenue, even with that very high tax bracket only being affected, up to $6 billion a year.
What do you think are some good countries for New Zealand to model its tax system on?
Of course, no country should just completely, you know, follow other people's examples blindly. We have to take account of our own situations. So it's helpful, I think, to look at some of the Nordic countries, the North European countries, in terms of income tax. Well, even next door, over the Tasman, top tax rate is much higher than ours. We're 33%. That's our top tax rate at the moment in New Zealand. In Australia, it's 45%. In Denmark, it's 56%. They, of course, have a degree of universal services that we don't provide in New Zealand. So we are actually suggesting less than Denmark.
Tax Justice have stated support for the Greens' wealth tax. How likely do you think buy-in is from other political parties, particularly Labour, who've ruled out a capital gains tax?
Well, first of all, a capital gains tax is not the same as a wealth tax. That is ruled out. That doesn't rule out other possible consideration of other possible ways to address tax disproportionality at the moment.
But do you think Labour's position against the capital gains tax indicates apprehensiveness towards raising taxes generally?
I don't know exactly whether how apprehensive they are. They certainly haven't suggested possibilities at this point, but we hope to assist in carrying the conversation a bit forward and onward with whatever parties are our government following the election.
And what about public support? Do you think that such policies are likely to be unpopular?
I think that's a very important question, obviously. It's certainly good to see people like the, quote, Millionaires Club actively advocating and putting it out there that this is the fairest way to go and the best way to go in terms of managing present crises and future ones. What we'd like to see, I think, is just more discussion on these topics. We have certainly tried to make it absolutely clear that we don't want to get money for money's sake, and secondly, we want to see more progressive, that is, more distributive forms of tax contributions. So certainly, I think people can see the fairness argument, people can see the need for revenue argument, and people can see the existence of unfairness.
But if you look to the US, for example, the proposal for an inheritance tax there has been subject to a fierce propaganda campaign against it, calling it a death tax. Do you worry that similar PR tools could be used in New Zealand to get people to actually vote against what is rationally in their own best interest?
Well, I guess I don't worry about New Zealand taking any lessons to heart from the US experience, really. I mean, we have done so much better in so many different ways that anybody voicing something from the American attitudes and experience is not going to carry too much weight here. So yes, inheritance tax may or may not have a bad press in the United States. I just think in New Zealand we need to look on it as a way, along with other strategies, to redress our inequalities, in particular our intergenerational inequalities, which, you know, are not good for anybody in New Zealand.
Do you have any final comment?
I think that in New Zealand we need to really think seriously about the future and future crises, managing them, but also, as I say, promoting resilience in New Zealand. And a large part of that is ensuring that we really do need all of us to get together and to get through our present crises and our future ones. And to do that, we need serious tax.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.